Of Tempting God, Chapter 12, of the Marrow of Sacred Divinity, drawn out of the Holy Scriptures and the interpreters thereof, and brought into method. By William Ames, sometime Doctor and Professor of Divinity, in the famous university at Franeker in Friesland. 1. Tempting of God is in a singular manner opposed to hearing the word and prayer. Psalm 95:7-9. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, where your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works. For seeing that in hearing the word and godly prayer we have communion with God according to his will, if we seek such like communion beyond his will, then we are properly said to tempt him. 2. To tempt God is to make trial of some divine perfection in an unlawful manner. Psalm 95, verse 9. 3. This trial is sometime of the power of God. Psalm 78, 18 and 19. They tempted God in their heart, and speaking against God, they said, "Can God prepare a table in the wilderness?" Namely, when it is circumscribed by men, and bounds are set to it at their pleasure. As if he shall do this or that which they would have him, then let him be accounted omnipotent, otherwise not. Psalm 78:41. Who tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. 4. Sometime trial is made of the knowledge of God, as when men privily do something doubting whether God know it or no. Psalm 94:7, saying, "The Lord seeth not, neither doth the God of Jacob regard." 5. Sometime it is of the presence of God. Exodus 17:7. They tempted God, saying, "Is the Lord among us or no?" 6. Sometimes it is of the providence of God, when men, leaving ordinary means appointed by God, do yet expect that God should provide for them, at their desire, although he promised no such thing. Matthew 4:7. 7. Sometimes it is of the anger, justice, and vengeance of God. 1 Corinthians 10:22. Do we provoke the Lord to anger? Which kind of tempting is an all murmuring and strife against God or those sent by God? 1 Corinthians 10:9-10. Neither let us tempt Christ, neither murmur ye. Whence Massa and Meribah were the names of the same place. Exodus 17:7. 8. But tempting of God is sometime with an express intention to try God, as in unlawful casting of lots, and whensoever we presume that of God which he hath not promised. 9. Sometime it is with a secret and implied consent, namely, when that is done which of itself and in its own nature tends to this, that God may be tried, although he that doth it think no such thing. 10. And this is done two ways. First, when one willeth and expecteth anything to be done, and in the meanwhile refuseth the means that are necessary for it, as they do in natural things who would have health or continuance of life and reject medicines or food, as they also in supernatural things which would have grace and life but neglect the word of God and sacraments, with the like means of grace and salvation. Secondly, when one exposeth himself to danger without urgent necessity, from which he can in no wise or scarcely be delivered, except by a miracle from God, as they do in natural things often who seek vainglory and contemning death, and those in spiritual things who seem, as it were, to love the occasions and enticements to sin. 11. This sin doth oft times flow from doubting or unbelief. B. because he who seeks such trial of God doth not sufficiently trust the revealed word of God, but will undertake a new way to know the will of God, and so it is opposed to hearing the word, so far forth as it is to be received of us by faith. 12. Sometime it flows from despair, when men, not expecting the promises of God by a disorderly hastening, will prescribe God when and how he may satisfy their expectation. And so it is opposed to the hearing of the word as it cherisheth divine hope in us. 13. Sometime also it flows from a base esteem and contempt of God, as when one playing and jesting will try whether God will manifest himself according to his desire. And so it is opposed to hearing of the word, as it hath in it a love and a fit esteem of God. 14. It flows also from a certain arrogancy and pride, whereby we, refusing to subject our wills to the will of God, do seek to make his will subject to our lust. 15. But it comes most often from presumption, whereby one is confident that God will do this or that, which he nowhere promised, or at least did not promise that he would do in that manner and with those means that they expect, whence also it is that every tempting of God is by some referred to presumption, and in respect of arrogancy it is opposed to prayer, wherein we do humbly represent our will to God that it may be performed by him as he pleaseth. 16. But it is always opposed to some act of religion, whereby we depend upon the will of God, because when we tempt God, we do it that God may, as it were, depend upon our will. 17. To desire some special sign of God, with some special reason, inspiration, or instinct, is to tempt God. Matthew 16:1. The Pharisees and Sadducees tempting him required him to show them a sign from heaven. 18. Yet to refuse a sign offered by God is to tempt or weary him. Isaiah 7:11-13. Ask a sign. I will not ask, neither will I tempt God. Ye weary my God. Humbly to seek a sign of God about some particular necessary thing which otherwise is not sufficiently manifested, a believer may sometime do without sin. Genesis 15:8. How shall I know that I shall inherit the land? 19. Proving or purging of a suspected offense by trial of hot iron, scalding water, and the like, are temptings of God. For there is a certain miraculous showing of the power of God expected or required in them to prove an hidden truth without just cause, because there are other means appointed to find out men's faults, which also, if they fail, such things may be unknown without any fault. 20. Of the same kind are single duels, or monomachies, which of old were permitted by public authority and are yet too much frequented, for in them the righteousness of the cause is committed to be decided by the singular providence of God from that success which he is thought to give according to his justice, without any certain and just reason. 21. Beside these temptings which do properly pertain to trial, there is also a tempting, as it were, of inducement towards God, when there is required or expected help from him to commit some heinous wickedness. 22. Yet those inducements may fitly enough be referred to temptation of trial, because the will of God is tried in them. They differ from others in this only, that object about which the will of God is tried is an action in itself unlawful, in which respect the honor of God is specially hurt and violated, because together with the temptation there is joined a certain most foul mocking of God. 23. Tempting or approving of God is sometime taken in good part and is commanded. Malachi 3:10. Try me now in this, saith the Lord of hosts. 24. But this tempting is an act of faith leading us to obey and practice those things which God hath commanded, and with expectation of that fruit and blessing which God hath promised. 25. This lawful tempting of God doth put back all the temptations of the devil. 26. That unlawful tempting of God doth lay us open to the temptations of the devil, neither are we ever overcome by any temptation of the devil unless we do, in a sort, tempt God. This audio recording was read by Michael Ives. I hope you found it enlightening and edifying. Visit westportexperiment.com for more audio resources, and where I write about parish missions, the care of souls, and all things Reformed.